The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 36, The Field of Love. Once, traveling along the riverbed of Western Dagomis, we walked for a long time through a picturesque gorge, enjoying the murmur of water, the emerald green of boxwood thickets, and the purity of the mountain air. We admired the amazing beauty of pristine nature, which never ceased to amaze the imagination. Here and there, the river was crossed by layers of shale rocks of various colors, which formed a cascade of pools. In some places, the water foamed and bubbled, falling in a rapid stream from the ledges. In others, it covered the stone obstacles smoothly, gently, and softly. The sun rays fell on the transparent blue and green surface, creating thousands of reflections, filling the water with inner radiance. And this play of light was fascinating. The stones under the water seemed to be precious gems. The cool morning has subtly given way to a hot day, but here in the gorge it was fresh. The clear, icy water invigorated and filled the body with energy. At last, we reached the place where the two tributaries of the river met. We turned to the right one down the stream and went along its bed. The banks of the river were lined with layered rocks covered with soft green moss. Along the course of the river, there was a mountain track that ran through the thicket of hornbeams, chestnuts, majestic beeches, and evergreen boxwood. Soon we came to a beautiful, large, round lake with a small waterfall. There was a truly enchanting atmosphere here, as if we were suddenly in some other dimension, where literally every part of the space was filled with the sublime, subtle energy of beauty, tranquility, and bright joy. Here, time stood still, unable to control the magical charm of nature. There was nothing here but stunning harmony and pristine purity. We found ourselves in a world where everything breathed a sense of deep, all-encompassing love. This is a special place of power, said the teacher. Here, I want to pass on to you the great knowledge of Agartha, the land of the sages in Tibet. I myself love all people very much, and I am filled with compassion for all of them. And today, I want to teach you how to create a field of love so that you can use it to help all living beings on this earth. To do this, the main thing is to awaken kindness, mercy, and sympathy for all living creatures in your heart. To expel all selfishness, evil, greed, and other negative emotions that poison our lives and are the cause of all evil on the planet. First, you need to form a magic circle. No wonder why in ancient times people danced in circles, and observatories such as Stonehenge had the shape of a circle, as well as Arcaim, where people also made magical objects, melting them in the field of love on special astronomical dates when the Earth was influenced by the stars and planets. You can also melt magical items even from wax, which will be imbued with the sacred vibrations of the field of love, and they will become amulets to save other people. So sit down, forming a circle in this place of power, and hold hands in a special way. Feel how this circle attracts cosmic energy. As soon as we held hands, I immediately felt the energy flowing through me in a clockwise direction. The cosmic power vibrated around me, and it began to transform my entire being. Now, tune in to love, kindness, compassion, mercy for all living beings, and pray to God to help them. I began to pray and felt a sphere of energy forming around us, radiating an aura of love, the light of compassion. Indeed, a powerful field was immediately formed, which could have a beneficial effect on all life on the planet. It was an amazing, wonderful experience of cosmic harmony. You must remember, the Guru continued, the more people there are in the circle, the more powerful the energy will be, and the greater the miracles will be. To heal or to help someone, this person himself or his photo should be placed in the center of the circle. Or everybody present must imagine this person and the wonderful changes that they wish for him, seeing him healthy, happy, and so on. Also, the field of love awakens your talents and superpowers, and it is important to do it every day for 10 minutes. And the more people there are in this circle, the more they will benefit themselves, and the more they will be able to help the entire Earth. Creating the field of love, I felt even more how much the Guru loved all living beings and how full he was of compassion and desire to help everyone, no matter what it would cost him. Do you feel the power? The teacher asked. Yes, we said. Well, do you know people who need help? He asked. Then I remembered that Yelena, who recently came to our school, had a child who was dying from a strange disease, and the doctors could not do anything. Yes, we do, I said, and began the story. When Igor was born, Yelena could not be happier. The baby grew up calm, strong, and healthy. He ate well, developed well, even ahead of time. Everyone liked the pink-cheeked, curly-haired toddler who caused emotions in others. He started crawling, walking, talking early, and was smiling. Sociable little boy with wide eyes. He was enthusiastically exploring this vast world with so many unknown things that were yet to be discovered. And now, when the baby was 3 years old, he suddenly began to complain that he had a headache. The doctors sent him to do an ultrasound of the brain and some other tests, but they did not show anything. The doctors did not understand how to treat Igor. Yelena initially hoped that the headache would pass by itself, that it was just a temporary phenomenon, since nothing had been found. But the pain did not go away. On the contrary, it increased. Igor could not sleep, play, or eat properly. He only looked at her piteously with his large blue eyes, which now looked painfully large in his withered face. His appetite was gone, his skin was gray, and there were dark shadows under his eyes. Yelena took him to different doctors, spent the last of her money on the best specialists to examine him, and took him to Moscow. Finally, a doctor made an unpronounceable diagnosis that Yelena had never heard of before. The doctor explained that the disease was rare, developing only in 1 in 100,000 people, and the cause was unclear. They prescribed some pills, put him on IV, and kept them in the hospital. Yelena became restless, looking at how her baby was suffering, how bad he was, how he clenched his teeth in fits and was literally fading before her eyes. She herself had become a shadow in a few months. The pills did not help, and neither did the IV. The doctors shrugged and hid their eyes, and Yelena realized with horror that they did not know how to treat her boy. It got to the point that Igor could hardly get out of bed because of pain and weakness. He only moaned piteously and wept from exhaustion. "Mommy, am I going to die?" he asked one day, looking up at his mother with a look so full of bitterness and longing that she could not bear it and burst into tears in front of her son, then held him to her, stroked his head, and felt his thin, emaciated shoulders tremble. "No, you won't die," Yelena said firmly. "You're going to get better soon." Igor looked at his mother, and a faint smile appeared on his pale, withered face. The look in her son's eyes was already so mature. It seemed that at the age of 3, the baby understood much more than other adults. Out of desperation, Yelena began to look for other ways to help her baby, while the doctors, with their pills and IV, could not do it. A friend told her about the school, and so Yelena started doing practices, wanting to help her child. The story I told touched everyone in the audience. The teacher's intelligent and enlightened face showed compassion for this child's misfortune, and he said, "Let us tune in and help him recover." I tuned in, imagining the baby in the center of the circle, happy and smiling, and then it was as if some power moved away from me in his direction. I saw rays of light coming from the hearts of everyone in the circle. They went to the center and produced an explosion of rainbow energy. Returning from a hike, we reached the place where the reception was good and immediately decided to call Yelena to find out how the child was doing. It was to my joy when I heard the enthusiastic voice of a woman on the phone say, "Roxana, you have no idea what happened!" Yelena exclaimed, "A miracle happened! A real miracle!" "Tell me quickly," I said. "How is Igor doing? Is he better?" "Yes! The baby was already fading before my eyes, shrinking from unbearable pain, moaning and crying, and suddenly everything changed! First, he fell asleep as soundly as he had been before all this. And when he woke up, he started smiling and said, 'Mommy, I'm not sick anymore.'" There was such exultation in Yelena's voice, such delight. And even without seeing her face, I realized that she was smiling broadly and glowing with happiness. "I am so glad," I replied, feeling the woman's emotions pass to me. And I could feel her glee, too. "It's all over now, and he'll be all right, I'm sure." When I hung up the phone and told the others what had happened, we were filled with unbridled joy and soaring elation. It was a miracle. We started hugging each other, unable to contain the rush of emotions. Indeed, little Yegorka soon fully recovered and became a cheerful and active child as before. So, the sage taught us how to do good and help people, even in such difficult situations. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.